New research on the intentions of international students studying medicine in Australia shows that most want to stay on and are willing to work as doctors in remote parts of the country. But international students have no guarantees of an internship, which is the final stage of a doctor's training. Simon Lauder reports.
2,500 international students are now studying medicine in Australia. Professor Leslie Ann Hawthorne from the University of Melbourne found that in their first year of training, about half say they would go home when they finish their degree. By the end, 78% end up staying on for an internship.
They're very willing to do them in rural sites and in undersupplied fields like psychiatry.
Professor Hawthorne says overseas trained doctors often take years to have their qualifications recognised here.
The international students, however, within 4 months of finishing their study, for the many who are still in Australia, 99% are employed in medicine within 4 months. So it is an exceptionally efficient outcome.
Professor Hawthorne is worried Australia may force some of its best students overseas to work if there aren't more internship places in the future.
There is a very powerful set of arguments for the government to consider the importance of further expanding those internship training places.
Do you think there's a real risk that we could start losing those doctors that we've trained here soon?
Well, I've just come back from working across Asia for the past month, and I can tell you governments there are watching with enormous interest. Two of the governments raised with me how many interns they're likely to get from Australia, whom we've trained as international students. They've said with absolute definiteness they will be recruiting them if Australia doesn't.
The president of the Australian Medical Students Association, Robert Marshall, says the lack of a guaranteed internship for international students causes much anxiety.
We've had a massive increase in the number of medical students, particularly international students, have increased over the last decade. And now that we have a bottleneck where we can't provide everyone with an internship, we will eventually see students missing out.
The president of the Medical Deans of Australia and New Zealand, Professor Justin Bilby, says it's an issue which goes to the credibility of Australia's universities.
We may well put at risk the international student market, both for medicine and I think broader for the university sector.
And what are the risks for Australia?
The risk for Australia is that we probably yet haven't worked out sensibly a training plan or a national training plan that allows us to plan for long-term needs for our workforce. It's important that we get a balance from international doctors who come in after being trained in other countries and our very well-trained international students who could be part of our workforce solution.
Professor Hawthorne's research will be presented at a conference in Sydney today.
And that was Simon Lauder reporting.